Good afternoon. Welcome to Mass on this Thursday as the Church honors St. Athanasius, one of the great teachers and defenders of the divinity of Christ in the early part of the Church's history. This gospel today is so powerful, I think. And I was thinking earlier, the image that came to mind was of Jesus sitting with his disciples. So again, all of these passages are part of what we call the priestly prayer, prior to the events of the Passion. They only occur in the Gospel of John, but it's this intimate sharing that Jesus has with his disciples. He tries to explain to them the relationship that he has with his Father, the Father with him, the relationship that he has with his disciples, and then the relationship he hopes the disciples have with one another. But there are certain moments throughout these chapters, and I think this is one of them, at least for me anyway, where Jesus, I think, is saying, just come a little bit closer, because I want to show you something and share something. As the Father loves me, so I love you. Now, the disciples might not fully understand what that love really means. But what Jesus is simply saying is the relationship I have with my Father and the love that we have for each other and the intensity of that relationship is what I want to have with you. Remain in my love. Remain in that knowledge that you share in the same relationship and intensity of love that the Father has for the Son and the Son for the Father. And I wonder if we can still hear those same words today. But those words are then challenging. Because when we have that intensity of relationship, then things are asked of us. And we're not always willing to respond. And so we kind of keep God a little bit off to the side, maybe at an arm's length away, because then I don't have to have that intensity of relationship. I don't want to have Jesus telling me and reminding me of how much he loves me, because then he's going to enter into relationship with me. But that's who the Lord is. And why are we afraid of that? Why are we troubled by that? He says, in order to remain in my love, listen to my words, my commandments. Because I've heard the command of my Father. And at this point, Jesus knows that he is on his way after the Last Supper to journey in, he's in Jerusalem, where he will suffer and die. He knows that already. He said, and that's my Father's commandment. And I remain in his love. So you must do the same. My friends, the commandments of God are not meant to make life even more difficult than it is. They're not meant to be burdens that we carry, but opportunities for us to open our lives to God. And what do basically the commandments say? Love God first, and then love your neighbor second. And yet, we still have struggles and tensions with that. You know, people say the commandments today are kind of outdated and old-fashioned and they should be rewritten and brought up to date or whatever. But fundamentally, it's about loving God and then loving your neighbor. What needs to change in that? And Jesus says, finally, I've told you all this so that my joy might be in you and your joy will be complete. There is such a lack of joy around today. Have you noticed that? So many people are lacking joy in their lives. I don't know what it is, but there's just no joy that abounds. Why is that? What are you joyful about in your life? What are you thankful for in your life? What brings you joy in your life and in your faith? St. Athanasius, in the early part of the church's history, lived this faith of the divinity of Jesus every day of his life. He was exiled as a bishop from his diocese 5 times because of his defense of this essential doctrine and the heresy that was abounding at the time of his ministry. And his writings are so passionate about this divinity, the doctrine of the divinity of Christ. He said, that's where we find our joy. That Jesus is both God and man. But where is your joy? What brings you joy today? I just pray that these words of Jesus might just resonate within us. Because when we remain in the love of the Lord, then we have joy. Now, I'm not sure that I want to see you skipping out of church at the end of Mass, but wouldn't it be nice if that was just the norm? That we've realized we've just encountered the living God. We've just encountered and received Jesus, true God and true man, in Holy Communion. How can I not go out and love? How can I not be full of joy?